Open records in chapter 552 had several bills related to that chapter, one of which was House Bill 81, which closes what's known as the Enrique Iglesias loophole. And what that is the city of McAllen, for instance, had a contract with Enrique Iglesias to perform at a Christmas event, Christmas parade. And the Attorney General's office had issued an opinion which prohibited, which allowed the city to not disclose the contract information. This bill would prevent not only the non-disclosure of such a request, but would prevent a governmental body from entering into a contract that had such a provision. Senate Bill 944 is also important, especially for those of you who work for state agencies. This creates employees and former employees, or officers or former officers. You are converted into a temporary custodian of information if that information is contained on your personal device, and you must either forward that to your agency server or maintain it and preserve it on your own. The bill also addresses how to request public information from the agency. It allows agencies to standardize and specify where and how a public information request can be submitted to the agency. Senate Bill 943 also dealt with disclosure of information, including it codified the common law exception from disclosure of trade secrets. It includes a new subchapter J, which is sort of an omnibus about contract provision disclosure. And this bill was in response to the Boeing v. Paxton opinion that may have reduced the public's ability to stay informed regarding government spending and contracting. There was also open records bills that created non-disclosure areas. There were several bills, in fact, and these dealt mainly with protecting personal information that is disclosed on certain applications, such as flood relief applications, prescriptions, and registrations. It also protects the location of things such as family violence shelters. HB 2730 relates to the anti-SLAPP statutes that are found in Chapter 27 of the Civil Practice and Remedies Codes. And this bill was in response to Roach v. Ingram, which is 557 Southwest 3rd, 203. And this case, the Court of Appeals had held that the TCPA, which is the anti-SLAPP statute, applies to government officials sued in their official capacity. But the concern was this could put a chilling effect on First Amendment. So they enacted the bill. Chapter 306 of the Government Code was amended as well at HB 4181. And it created a new legislative privilege that would exempt from disclosure communications related to certain legislative activities or among certain legislative employees or representatives. There is also in that same bill provisions that clarify the attorney-client privilege within that context. And so if you want to know more, visit Chapter 306 of the Government Code. HB 402 is about Uniform Electronic Legal Materials Act. We are the 19th state to pass this act, and what this does is allow for online electronic official versions of documents, including the Constitution, statutes, rules. Important for practitioners out there, this allows us to have access to those official versions, and it shifts the burden of proof regarding the authentication of the document to the person challenging it. This will go into effect with documents published on or after January 1st, 2021. The There were three bills specifically related to cybersecurity in the electric utility context, and they involved coordination and collaboration among utilities and entities such as ERCOT and the PUC and the governor's office to secure the critical infrastructure of the state. Speaking of critical infrastructure, House Bill 3557 relates to the damage or destruction of critical infrastructure, and it creates a criminal penalty for damaging or destroying or impairing or interrupting a facility's operation. And it uses the definition of critical infrastructure that is found earlier in the same chapter, in Chapter 423 of the Government Code, when dealing with drones flying over facilities. So it includes things such as water intake structures, water treatment plants, telecommunication switching offices, many different items.